Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call. It is Thursday, August the 6th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in again. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And I'm kind of excited about what I want to bring tonight in my intel segment, which I do have some good intel for us. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Sue, hearing from Bob, and we're just on our way. So let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then I can't wait to go to Sue for what will be a wonderful teaching. She's just been so fabulous at bringing us good teachings that will educate us and uplift us and bring us into a whole new perspective of our relationship with Christ. All right, so let's do this. Let's pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you have for us and what you've already provided for us so far. Thank you for the information that we have. Thank you for the relationships that we have, but most importantly, the relationship that we have with you through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. We thank you for a good call tonight, and we thank you that we can make a difference in people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time of the night and of the week. So thank you for providing these teachings for us. We really, really enjoy them, and I think they're very beneficial for all of Big Call Universe.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you for saying such kind words. Before I get started, you know, the Big Call is doing something very unique, and it's creating a sanctuary, really. This is like sanctuary time, and there's somebody rustling. That might be you, Bruce.
I just had a drink of water, yeah.
Okay. It's a sanctuary for the people that are about to build the earth. And that's, this is big time stuff. So when you're listening to this, realize you're in a beautiful space where you're getting inspired and your mind is being remade for this next era of not only your life, but humanity's life. A divine turnaround. The dreams of our lives can now be realized because the efforts of our God over time are now converging. They're converging into this season to begin to fulfill dreams that his people have had for eons. It may appear that nothing has been happening, but we keep believing. God may have had to move all kinds of things, and we know that's true, in order to get the dreams accomplished. God may have had to move mountains and turn some bad things around for good. When Joseph was in his upper 30s and he finally met his brothers again, who had sold him into slavery, he said to them, "You meant it for harm, but God has meant this for good." There'd been a turnaround. And this is true in many of our lives. He may have had to turn some bad things for good. Don't let the passage of time rob you of God's promise. In other words, don't abort. Don't let the passage of time quench your faith, because dream miracles sometimes happen immediately and sometimes happen over time. It was 20 years ago that I began to study. It was also then that I began to study how God's dreams can come to pass. At that time, I really only knew what God was planning and how he was fine-tuning me, shifting my focus toward learning a true new way, one that reigns in a culture and hopefully throughout all the world, our governments, and all spaces. The corporate decrees of remnant throughout America began about 20 years ago. We began to hear prophets prophesizing a great awakening. While it may appear to some like nothing's happening, we have to understand and pursue what God is saying, regardless of what we see. This is why it's so vital to understand how miracles sometimes work. God has been moving in ways we couldn't see. Like the days of Joseph, our times are converging into a divine suddenly, and a door to the palace is opening, so that the dream God gave us years ago can now be accomplished. This is a season when you live resourced by the dream. God has not forgotten his promises to us, and God is watching over his word to perform it. God, thank you that you are outside of time. Thank you that I can be outside of time with you and hold the faith I need for miraculous dreams for myself, my family, my community, and the big call. Fill us now with new grace to continue to believe, even when we cannot see the breakthrough as yet. We know it's here. We believe you. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's so good, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. I really appreciate that. And I think that, you know, it's so important for us to keep on dreaming. And you guys remember the song, Keep On Believing. That's so important and it's so true. I don't think anybody in the pod has thrown in the towel. I don't think anybody, you know, and people, listen, guys, I know this can bring fatigue. I know that. I feel like we're in a position where we're seeing some things come through, but it's important that we keep those dreams and hopes alive for us, for our families, and for everybody else that we're going to touch with this blessing. And then another point that you made, Sue, in that teaching was the idea of faith and belief. And, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So faith is a real thing. It's like it's tangible. Now, it's like we can't see exactly everything that we're believing for yet. But we know that with the faith that God's given us, we can believe for things that we can't see. That's the very definition of faith in the Bible. And that is the one thing that pleases God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. One translation has it, one book has it, impossible to please him, capital H-I-M. And it's important that we understand that we exercise the faith that we have. You guys have heard the story about if we have only the faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, we can move mountains. And mountains, a lot of times in the Old Testament, were referring to kingdoms, not physical mountains, mountain ranges. And we can move kingdoms, and we're moving right now by believing for everything to come through. So I'm going to suggest, and you guys know I'm optimistic, I look at the glass at least half full, and I wouldn't have done this for 15 years if I didn't believe we were going to get there, and we are going to get there. And, you know, we are close, and I'll talk more about that in my segment. But, Sue, I think that what you brought out in this teaching talks about not giving up, in a sense, keeping your dreams alive, and don't let somebody steal your dream. There are people out there that do not want to see you succeed. They want to keep the man down. You know, well, don't let them do that to you. If that's the kind of people you're around, negative people, people that want to steal your dream, walk away, Renee. Get out of there. You know, they're not for you. because I know God's given each one of you guys talents, gifts, abilities, dreams, you know, dreams that will become real. And dreams themselves, in a very real sense, are real. And they're reality. We have a dream reality and we have a physical reality. And I think those two are merging. We're going to make our dreams happen. And I'm looking forward to it, just like you guys are. So, Sue, I got a lot out of that teaching. I appreciate it. I think it was really, really just right on the money. It's just what we're looking for. And I thank you for it.
And, you're welcome, please.
Absolutely. And Bob, you're a dream maker because you've made your dreams in some ways come through already. And you've helped a lot of people already, just like Sue has, a lot of people. But tell us what your take on this teaching was tonight, Bob.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is the exact type of teaching that I think we all need on the big call, having, you know, been here for me going on 12 years now and others longer than that. I talk to people. In fact, I talked to a woman who came to our office the other day who had been listening to the big call for 15 years.
That's right.
And I think that, you know, and because it seems like a long time, 15 years, and some of us have been, you know, with our currencies longer than that, and so we have to have a source of inspiration to keep on dreaming. And some people, I have to tell you, I've talked to and watched them hold on to their dreams right until the very last day of their life. And I think that the holding of those dreams is, it carries on because it creates an impression in the quantum field. And I don't think people actually have to still be alive on Earth for their dream conceived on Earth to become manifest. So I think it will be picked up by others and it will be made manifest later. And in order, you know, the physicists will tell you, in order for a dream or an intention or a vision to become manifest, it has to be present in 28 dimensions all at the same time before we will actually see it manifest in the third dimension with our own eyes. And so when we notice that, you know, things can take time longer than we think, well, your dreams, you know, have to be present in 28 dimensions, right? So when you're engaged in your thoughts and your beliefs and you're manifesting, you need to send those thoughts soaring. Send your visions and your gratitudes for their accomplishment, and know that, you know, you, in order to get something to go that far into the stratosphere, you'll have to commune with God. Human needs divine assistance to accomplish these big dreams, and hold fast, because we're very quickly approaching the manifestation of the age of immortality. And just ask Dr. Sinclair and Dr. Church, they'll tell you. And God will give us this age of immortal bodies, and he'll give us the time that we need to push things all the way through those 28 dimensions. And with that will come the patience that we need and the recognition of our limitlessness, because we can send one dream after another up to the ether for manifestation, and all of our projects and plans will come to pass in time.
Yep.
And an accelerant, like a accelerant fuel, can be utilizing your subconscious mind, which has great power, and it's most open and active early in the morning, first thing in the morning when you wake up, and just before falling asleep at night. And you can hold your dream during that period, just before bed and just when waking up, is a time when holding that dream in your soul and sending it with blessings, showered with blessings that come with the power of your subconscious mind, and send it to all those dimensions, and it'll land all the way up at the top in that in the land of fulfillment.
Mm.
Oh, good, Bob. That's a knock it out of the park one, Bob.
That was good, Bob. Really good. Yeah, you knocked it out of the park, all right. Grand slam home run. Well, it was. Bases loaded, Bob. Yeah, that was super. And I think it's just important that we grasp this whole concept of why are we here? Why are we called to be on the big call? Why is God calling us to do these projects that we want to start and get going? It's phenomenal. And I love the idea of the dreams that we have. Even if we're not here, they could get passed on to other people to fulfill them, to bring them into full manifestation. In the meantime, we're here to fulfill those dreams. And I believe God will do that, will allow this blessing to come through, where we'll make everything come to pass that we have intended. And that it's all about intention, right, Sue? So,
yeah.
What would you say, Sue, about your own teaching tonight?
Wow, this is really big for me. Just listening to the two of you, it's like I sit there and I write down little concepts that I want to collect and organize. And I'm going to start with Bob because he's closer next to my sequencing here. I love what you said, Bob, about, and I want to make this so it's available for everyone. I have, as a lot of people know, a leadership group that's been going on for 5 years now. And we had a member of the pod who is running one of the largest companies, like literally two-thirds of it, managing it and running it. And he, on his deathbed, 2 days before he passed away, left a voicemail and said, "I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for having created the pod." Now, this isn't about the pod. It's about being with people that their whole reason for existing was to see the dream that everybody on this call is here to do. And you have different layers of your dream. You have your personal dream, who you are and what you're going to be when you have gone inside yourself, and like Bob said, practice wiring your nervous system in Christ so you're living from the healthy you, the loved you, the you that walks through life in safety and ease and a life that is designed so that you can be at your best, so that you're not in survival. And then taking the tension And Bruce, this is what I loved about what you said. Taking the tension of, we know that, we don't even believe, we know that this is a reality, but we have to harness the tension between where we are in our daily physical life, which is just, is, you know, that's where you've got to get practiced in practicing who you are and the way you want to be. That's the quantum mechanics part of this, the 28 dimensions, as Bob said. The tension between what you see when you wake up and your reality doesn't look like it's changed, and your ability to hold what you know you intend to create. And I was really blessed to be exposed to a gentleman by the name of Peter Zanghi, who is from MIT, and he called it the fifth discipline. He's one of the top leadership gurus in the world today. He's been out there for decades. And it's so powerful the way he relates. He doesn't talk about Christ, but he said the biggest challenge for any leader is the ability to hold creative tension between what they see outside of themselves and what they imagine and they want to experience. And it's walking as if that reality exists now while you're not seeing it. And that's why we come to the big call. We get Bruce's intel. We get Bob keeping us, you know, focused on our health, because nothing can happen unless we're healthy. Nothing can happen. You're going to collapse your dream reality. And what we do on the big call, my part is, what are you practicing internally? What are you designing? What steps are you actually taking, writing down, executing on right now that can make the launch of your dream reality much more powerful? So there's dreams, and then there's taking them and moving them out with one step every day. One step every day. That's going to connect you, your body, your mind, your spirit, so you feel like you're moving something forward. And that's the part that very few people realize. You know this is going to happen. It's not, I hope I can be a really happy millionaire or multi-millionaire. You know it's going to happen. So who are you going to be today to make the bridge to that dream being architected? And Bob is so right on. If you spend a few minutes in the morning when you wake up, the hypnagogic state, and in the evening, you're doing the inner architecture, which is everything we do in the pod. Everything we do in the pod. It's 150% stronger results when you work with the deeper layers of your mind in Christ. You do that, and you're going to be able to say, just like Bob said, you're going to be able to say, okay, I know how to implement this. I know how to implement this. I know how to implement this. I know how not to get overloaded. I know how to design my communication so I can do deep, focused work. Because a lot of people haven't learned the discipline. There's real discipline to stuff so that you don't get overloaded with all your dreams. You stay focused. You're disciplined. And you learn how to produce results that will regenerate you and the people that are involved with you. That's going to be the new mastery level. How can you do it so you're maintaining your health, you're maintaining your love, you're maintaining your project, you're maintaining? That's what my segment is about. And that's why I love what Bruce said and what Bob said. Because this is a time to learn more and more. How are we going to be focused? How are we going to be how we're going to be masterful with all this money and be able to direct our attention in Christ to bring the dream down, heaven on earth.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for that. Very good commentary on tonight's teaching. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
That's amazing. And, as you know, once we finish the teaching segment, we move into prayer and praise.
Yes,
opportunities. So let's see what you can find. And if anybody needs prayer, feel free to toss one to me, Sue, if you want.
I will. I think, let's see. Oops, I'm typing in the wrong thing. I do everything I can to get everything pulled up.
And other people send you emails that get in the way of what
like
you're ready
moved,
to
like,
go.
Yeah, hold on. I'm still having trouble.
Tell the pod no emailing during the call, Sue, and that would help.
No, they're good. Aren't you my pod?
Yes, pod. Audacious pod.
Hold on. Big call. Here we go. I keep getting bug call. Hold on. Big call. There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw this one, and I'm going to say something. I'm putting everyone on notice. When you send a prayer request, you have to understand that 99.9% of the time, the person whose voice you're listening to is not able to read it beforehand. And when they get long, it becomes very difficult. So just write this down. If you need a reminder, just keep it to 2 or 3 paragraphs.
Oh,
two
not
or three
even.
Paragraphs. Or even,
one paragraph.
Yeah, not even.
One
because
paragraph
do,
for a prayer request.
It should be. Yeah, it's not. It's this
is
not a narrative.
This isn't your life story.
But wait a minute. I don't want to do any. I'm
no
not
shaming.
Gonna even
We're
give
not
it
shaming.
A name. Exactly.
Yeah.
Bruce.
It's called shaming.
Bruce.
One paragraph is alls, A-L-L, yes, alls.
Finger
alls
to
you
lips.
Need.
Finger to lips. Right here. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
We have to do what we have to do, isn't that right, people? Okay, so I'm going to do my best with this. We have from this is many, many Candace. Your beautiful, heartfelt expression is what I'm going to say. That for everyone else, it's going to see this abbreviated. Dear prayer partners at Big Call Universe. I'm 71 years old, a hemorrhagic stroke survivor, divorced since my stroke, and living in an HOA community with a new owner who has committed fraud against us, handicapped elderly and veterans living here. We're not going to go into the whole story.
No,
going to
no,
scroll
no.
down. If you have any, because I just got on the owner. Okay, I'm not even going to mention the village.
Mm-mm. Oh, no,
okay,
the villages?
There's, no, it's not the village. It's just she hasn't slept well since learning that her case was dismissed.
okay, I see.
Okay, so I can't cry on that. Okay, she has a terrier, and I'm not going to go into really so sad, Candace, that you've been through a lot. You've been through a lot. And so what we're going to do, Candace, is we're going to pray. And we're going to see your villages that you're mentioning that we don't want to kind of call out. We're going to see you. And we're going to see that and know that you're actually connected to the most powerful. Well, you're connected to Christ. That's the ultimate power. And then Christ has connected you to the most powerful on-ramp which is the currencies, which is this community, which is believers in Christ, the currencies, the health, and the leadership that is going to make it so that you will be age reversed, have all the money you need, have all and everything you could ever want. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to not look from the past. I want you to see that coming down through your body and mind and spirit and all around you and then flooding this community is literally the new design, the new architecture, the new dream. It's imagine if you like opened your eyes and you were in your new dream life. Shut your eyes and then open your eyes and see if you can see your new dream life. Shut your eyes and then open your eyes and practice seeing what it's going to be like, because this is going to be you. As long as you keep your health up, you're going to be living in a dream very shortly. Very, very shortly. We're at the end. We know we're at the end. Let Bruce be the arbiter of that. The arbiter of that. Yeah,
no
don't
pressure.
Worry. I just said arbiter. That's not putting any pressure. I'm really good with my word choices. I don't put pressure on
I'm the
on
arbiter,
people.
And you're the arboretum. Yeah, okay.
So,
oh, I'm trying to do a pretend laugh. Sue doesn't. Sue thinks my laugh is like.
I can do it, but don't do it. Don't do it. Here's so good to get silly. I guess it's lightning. But the point is that you're already surrounded in the new timeline.
Yeah.
Go to the new timeline, your dream timeline. It is right here. The past that got created, the things that happened, the people outside of you, those have nothing to do with who you are in Christ. Nothing. Choose the dream, practice that, and know that you're literally, just the fact that you even know about this, do you know how many people in the world don't even know about it? Surround yourself in Christ, hold that, practice that, and that's going to prepare you to walk in a new you, a new dream, a new life, and you want to let go of the old. In Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen and amen.
That was a fun little blend with you and I.
Was Candace funny. Talking about, was she speaking about the villages? Because there are several of them.
No. And I don't want to bring it up.
All right.
I don't want to bring up
the villages.
I don't want to weaponize anything. I don't want to do that.
No.
Hold on a second.
No.
Now I have to find Junia. Okay, so we have that one.
Okay.
And I couldn't hand that off, Bruce, because it was too
no,
complex.
No, I hear you.
And so I.
Yeah, had quite a bit to it, yeah.
What do you have that God wants to multiply? Ooh, that's a good one,
that's
Jeannie.
That's good. Yeah,
God wants to multiply the small resources, talents, and seeds of generosity that you place into his hands.
Yeah.
When you give what you have, whether it's time, money, or abilities, or love, God uses his power to increase it for a great harvest. When you give with a cheerful heart, God provides and increases your ability to give more. Small amounts of food, water, money, love, I'm adding that, Jeannie, sorry I had to, or tools, become more than enough when surrendered to Jesus. Acts of love, there you go, sharing the truth and good works grow into a harvest of righteousness. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. 2 Corinthians 9:6.
Mm-hmm.
Now he who supplies seed to sower and bread for food will also supply and multiply your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Bring some of this into my teaching. We sometimes think we don't have enough time, talent, or resources to make a difference. Yet God never asks us to give what we do not have. He is the one who multiplies our humble gifts. Perhaps your gift is time, volunteering, visiting someone in need, or who is lonely, an hour spent praying, or simply being present for your family. Perhaps your gift is a talent, teaching, singing, dancing, organizing, or serving, working behind the scenes. Or perhaps God has blessed you with the ability to share your treasure to help those in need. We pray and ask, Lord, what is it that I have which you want to multiply, especially when this RV blessing comes to fruition? May we give generously, serve others joyfully, and love and give without measure. We pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners for their health and well-being, all the prayer requests, and world peace. We pray for all the people affected by the Cottonwood Fire in Beaver County, Utah. The fire has burned approximately 93,819 acres in Fish Lake National Forest. We also pray for all the people affected by wildfires in multiple countries, Greece, Spain, and France, who are experiencing severe wildfires caused by record-breaking heat waves and dry conditions. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Oh, boy, is that good. Albert Einstein, you're knocking it out of the park, Jeannie. Wishing everyone a blessed weekend, we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. That's our segment for tonight.
That's really good, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue.
Yep.
That's really important. Yeah, I was just thinking my mind was going off into Utah a little bit. Sue, isn't it Big Cottonwood Canyon and Little Cottonwood Canyon over there, those two canyons? Alta and Snowbird are in Little Cottonwood Canyon, even though they are the bigger mountains for skiing. And then Big Cottonwood Canyon has Solitude and Brighton in that canyon.
Yep.
I've skied all of those.
Yeah.
Skied them all. And they're all
skied
good.
Them all.
Really.
I can say I skied them all, too.
Have you skied all four of those?
I've skied all four of those resorts? Snowbird, Park City.
Okay.
And I'd say it's at least three of them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Park City's nice in and of itself. It's great. Solitude and Brighton, and they're interconnected. They have an interconnect that you can actually, I think, get one ticket and ski both resorts. Solitude, back in the day, and I don't remember what year, was awarded the best, sort of the best lift map, the way it was set up. It won some award for that. And
yeah.
It was great. I like it. Solitude's not as tall a mountain. I think it was only a 2,000-something-foot vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Brighton. But Alta was my best skiing in Utah. It was Alta, I think, one time. It was great. And
that's
I've skied
cool.
Park City about three times. Well, Sue, thank you for that. Thank you, Jeannie. And, we have to pray that these wildfires are put out. We hate that our forests are getting burned up and people are losing homes and all of that. And then there's the wildlife. Oh, boy. The birds can probably fly out of it and make a go of it. But a lot of the smaller animals have a really tough time unless they can burrow underground, which some of them can. Sue, what's the latest chipmunk count that you're seeing out there right now?
We're not going to go into chipmunks because I want people to stay focused.
Oh.
Sorry.
No.
I don't want people. I don't know.
All right. Maybe later.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue, for that non-chipmunk count tonight. Thanks for the prayer time. I appreciate it. All right, let's see what we need to find out, Sue, is do you have anything else that you're going to bring to us tonight that we need to be aware of? I'm sure we got to get our pad and our pen out. And then tell us what it is you want to bring to us tonight, Sue.
Well, I have a couple of stories, two testimonials, and a wonderful, kind of a wonderful reframe for people. But you're going to like this story, Bruce, because it involves you.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So, for everybody that may be hearing this for the first time, a group of people, you know, come to classes to learn how to be a better founder / leader, you know, how they're going to balance, which is I'm really intense on this. It's wonderful to be giving, but if we have people that are self-abandoning while they're giving, that means they're not taking good care of their health, they're not sleeping well, they're not eating well, they're just, you know, that's a pretty chronic, very acute pattern in this community. So we show people how they're going to be healthy, flourishing, taking care of themselves and their projects, very all based on the latest science, so we can have a flourishing world. And people aren't being depleted by what they do. They're being regenerated. So we had a gentleman who is from Norway, and Bruce started commenting, like, where are you from, and what are you doing? And
yeah, you never did tell me what town he was from, Sue.
I forget. I mean, if he's listening.
Talk for this.
Yeah, if he could talk, I don't know. I'll tell you maybe on Thursday if we have a Thursday call. So he's a veterinarian, Bruce. He's a veterinarian, and he stays up at, you know, he calls in to our leadership calls. It's 1:45, and Bob, it's 1:45 in the morning, and when we had a long one, he was up with us until like 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning when we had a super long call. Here's the other thing. All these other people, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, all of the Scandinavian countries heard you talking and asking. So we got a lot of people that are growing their leadership capacity from listening to the big call. But here's the thing. He wrote to me and said, I said, tell me about your day. What are you doing? And he said, you're going to love this. This is your chipmunk equivalent. He said, I get up. And when I knew, I learned that these animals can feel my soul. And so he was taking a 3.5-hour trip today to go and be with cows and horses. I mean, I get the sense he's really well known in Norway for his special way. He's connecting and moving into the sort of the bioenergetics of veterinarian medicine. So I just want to give him a shout out.
What is his first name again, Sue?
Daj, D-A-G, D-A-G, yeah, Daj.
D-A-G, Daj, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, very, very, very committed, very, you know, is doing everything he can to learn and is very committed to the calls and has been with us for, I don't know how many sessions. But here's where I want to go with this. Everybody on this call is going to have money to do something transformative for the world. And if you've got Zim, then you've been educated by us that the number one purpose for having Zim is to build projects. Now think about this for a second. Build projects that are going to transform how we design our lives and create jobs. So here's the story. There was once a man who lived in a village by a wide river. Every year, the river rose, and the people built the same wooden bridge in the same place. It always washed away. One season, the man walked farther upstream than anyone had gone before. He found a narrow place where the water ran quieter and the ground was firm. He built a different kind of bridge there, not better wood, just a better place and a better shape. When the floods came, his bridge held. People crossed, trade began, the village grew. Years later, someone asked him how he knew to look upstream, and he answered, "I grew tired of rebuilding what the water always took." So ask yourself this question. How tired are you of the way whatever your project is, or even hearing about the wildfires? When you hear the wildfires, I'm hearing, okay, who can I call out and say, what are you going to do about it? Does anybody want to do anything to make sure that there's new approaches to wildfire management?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Christian founder or leader getting ready to design and launch projects that matter, of course you already care. You're already willing to work. But here's the quiet thing nobody's talking about. Without expanding your capacity to imagine, to redesign, to experiment, and create beyond what is currently obvious, your project will slowly shrink to the size of your current thinking. This is our number one foundation in the pod. You can sit in your room for an hour and a half listening to another teaching, another strategy session, another well-meaning talk, and still leave with the same mental maps you walked in with. Same assumptions, same predictable solutions, same limited vision of what God might actually want you to do. And then what happens? The people that who could have been drawn into something extraordinary never get to show up. The problems that could have been solved in unexpected, spirit-filled ways get handled with the same methods everyone else is used to. And 5 years from now, you look back and realize the limitation wasn't funding, it wasn't timing, it wasn't opposition. It was that your imagination and your capacity to design and think in new ways never outgrew the room you started in. The version of you that could have led with greater creative courage, disciplined experimentation, and breakthrough thinking remains undeveloped. So we wrote and created a program for people that don't want to do that. They're serious about like thinking in new ways, but they don't have any people around them to support them because everything around you has been designed to keep everything contracted, dense, hard. So we wrote Serious Play. It's a deliberate act of identity formation for Christian leaders who don't want to be capped by an unexpanded vision. Let me just tell you what people said. Serious play reminded me that I can be highly creative without sacrificing discipline. It gave me practical ways to think differently while I stay focused on what matters most. Here's another one. Sue, I can't thank you enough. This is amazing. This experience completely changed the way I think about building my project. I found myself enjoying the creative process again while becoming more intentional, confident, and strategic. Thank you, Sue. So, here's my question to you. Think about this. Think about a world that is going to need people, that you're going to be doing this with other people, but it's got to be in you first, a little bit, just a little bit. You don't have to be like Steve Jobs. You don't have to be, don't put pressure on yourself to think, oh my God, I've got to be this totally expanded person. But if you were to get serious play, what it's going to do is it's going to say, let's say you have animals for a project. You're going to listen to it, and we use subconscious neuroplasticity and Christ meditations that are designed to get you into a much more expanded state of mind. And we walk you through the disciplines you'll need to recognize the people, to have the discipline, to kind of, you're going to notice where the universe inside of you is sparking. It's going to be like we're opening up this artist studio that's going to help you change the world. And we make it so that it's inspiring, it's practical, it's playful. But it's based on a body of work by a man by the name of Michael Schrage, how the world's best companies simulate to innovate. You've got to get into that mind space. You've got to get out of your day-to-day. And if you've got a project that you love, and you were to listen to this, I think it's 3-4 sessions. I don't remember. Sorry. One a week. It's going to be like going and saying, okay, we're going to start drawing your project out. And you could listen to 2 max, a couple of days, so you can integrate the information and your mind can start. It's like opening a curtain and letting the breeze in. It's like letting fresh air.
Mm.
Fresh air. How many times have you allowed that artist, especially an artist with money to help change the world, come out? And just I'm almost done. I've been doing this kind of work for 35 years. 35. This is not like 5 years, 10 years, 35 years being among individuals who were maybe creative entrepreneurs, CEOs, huge, large institutional organizations, every scenario you could imagine, as long as it was creating value and we were bringing more possibility to the planet, that's what I did. And I loved it. I mean, intensely high stakes, intensely bold. My whole path led me to be on the big call so that I could help everybody do this. And I love it with every fiber of my being. Bruce will tell you. That's why we have 249 classes in the queue. Serious play is for any one of you out there. All I care about is it's not overwhelming for you, that you have inspiration, that you have practical, strategic skills, that it's going to start to open up how you see yourself and how you see your project. So if you'd like to get access to that, just do this. Just put Sirius Play. It's $150. I had a friend of mine 2 weeks ago say, I can't believe that's what you're charging for this. It's worth so, even Bob said that, it's worth so much to your future. The $150, just send it to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com and put Sirius Play. You don't have to worry about PayPal or anything. We just send you a link. You push on the link, and we're sending it to you within 24, sometimes 30 hours, something like that. So listen to Bruce's intel and just leave asking yourself this question. Would it benefit me and what I'm planning to do if I could sit in my own room, low stakes, and just listen to a woman that spent 35 years working in all sorts of scenarios related to what I'm about to do and open up my creativity and learn how to make my project new, exciting, relevant, and much more powerful? Would that be worth it? That is only something you can decide. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Very strong. And we'll recap that in my Intel segment after I do a shout-out to Dodge right now.
I know.
Dodge, you and your Norwegian friends, remember, Dodge, I've only been to Norway for 9 days, but I did get to visit Tromsø, Trondheim, Bergen, Oslo, and at least two other cities that are not coming up for me right now. And where in the world is Georgie Nystrand? And some of my other Norwegian friends. I was Skyping my Norwegian contact years ago, many years ago.
Do you know the oil? It begins with S, and it's I can't remember it because I don't want to go looking up emails. It begins with S, and it's related to it like an oil region in Norway.
Their oil region is offshore. It's
no,
not in the ocean.
No, and it's southwest part. Anyway, let's just go on.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Well, anyway, talk for this, Sue. Talk for this. And
yes.
I can read Norwegian, you guys. I can read it. And when I've read it to my Norwegian friends, they said, that sounds pretty good, Bruce. You're getting it. And I said, talk for this. Thanks for that. Talk for this. So, anyway, thank you, Sue. That was fun. And
you're welcome.
Gosh, you know, it's amazing, really, that whole region. You know what I was thinking, Sue? You realize they've got kind of the land of the midnight sun up there. And when I was up in Tromsø, which is very far north, very far north, you know, you can get that light, sunlight, maybe all but a few hours of the day. So if Dodge is staying up late or waking up early, it could be that, you know, he's sleeping at other times. But that's pretty cool. I'm
Isn't
glad
that
he's
cool?
Tuning
I
in.
Just think it's just so cool. I mean, it's fun thinking about the big call, reaching these people. And I just thought you would love the animal part.
I do love the animal part. I know that I remember from before when you said he was, a veterinarian. And I wondered where he was traveling to. And, Dodge, we still don't know what town you're from. And it may be a town. I have no idea where it is. So, but it's cool. It's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country. And the people were very nice. It's kind of like a lot of countries. It takes, once you get to know them, kind of a thing, very close, very warm. And and very hospitable. That's what I found there. So, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And let's just move into the land of the midnight sun with Bob. Bob, I know you've got a lot going on down there. I can't wait to hear the latest testimonials and anything else that you're getting. And we know we have Myotrol, and we have, what's the latest one that we have? We have coming out in pill form instead of liquid form.
Yep. The collagen.
Which is collagen, yeah.
Yep, it's already
both
out.
Both created by Eric Kurtz.
Yep.
So tell us what we need to know about everything, Bob, tonight.
Yep. Well, I never got to go to any of the Scandinavian countries, the land of the midnight sun, but I did get to go to Detroit once and visit my sister.
Detroit, the Motor City,
funny.
Motown.
Oh, my God. Baby.
Yeah, Bob. Motown. That's
crazy. Oh, Bob, that's funny.
Actually, I was in Inverness, Scotland before, and in Stornoway, and in Iceland, and they have that phenomena there, and of course in Alaska as well.
Mm-hmm.
Someday I want to go and see all the Scandinavian countries. Also, they have that in Russia too, in northern Russia, have that.
I would think so, absolutely.
So I did get a really interesting testimonial, and it's about the collagen product, and this a couple wrote in about this, and I guess it's the man telling this story. So they want to share my testimony about collagen. I have been struggling with trigger finger in my right hand for a few years. In the last couple of months, it started with my left hand. I finally ordered collagen when they had a special, a buy one, get one half off. I noticed only a few days after I started it, a difference in my finger not getting stuck as often, but was still getting stuck. Now I've been taking it for 2 weeks, and I can say it is drastically better. Now it does occasionally happen, but I can move it with my other hand. This happens very infrequently. Thank you. So this is the first testimonial that we got that somebody with a trigger finger got better from using collagen. Now, I suppose if I was to ask Eric Kurtz how that happened, he might have an idea. But collagen was, designed to help people restore their cartilage and also to block neuropathic pain. But for some reason, it worked with this person's trigger finger. And so the reason I'm reading this testimonial is so if people that are listening know somebody that has this issue, they could give us a call and we could talk to them about getting some collagen, which now is out in the pill form, which is good because we have quite a few people that are happy now that it is out in pill form.
Sure.
And we got this other testimonial, a guy wrote in about Boomer Boost. And he says, this is great stuff for a base for my morning mixer with also a Myotrol chaser. He's going to the bar early and he's making a Boomer Boost drink with a chaser of Myotrol.
Chase it with Myotrol. Yep.
It's a good way to do it.
It is. That's very good. Yeah, that's cool. And Bob, that that new version of collagen is a gel cap, right?
Yep. And you only need to take one of them.
Just need one. One.
Yep.
That's great. One per day.
And so the other thing is, Bruce, I want to remind people of the sale that we're doing.
Yeah.
And this is a 10% off sale that people can get on Boomer Boost, lignans, and probiotics.
Right.
And what a lot of people are doing is combining this with their AutoShip or subscription program. So they end up getting a total of 20% off. And don't forget, you also earn cashback rewards whenever you purchase something, even if it's on sale. And you can use that on your next purchase. So when you stack those up and you end up with 25% off, it's the same kind of sale as if you were to buy one and get one half off. And you can put these products together, and you have to get two of them to get the sale. So you can do two of one thing or get a combination. And you can get up to three of each. So if these are products you really like, then this would be a really great time to get these.
Absolutely.
And just wanted to say, Bruce, that next week I'll be at the Board of Advisors Mastermind meetings and for the whole week. And
okay.
So I'll dial in if we have calls.
Okay.
Say hello. And but I wanted to let everybody know I'll be
okay
there and won't be on the entire call.
Right, absolutely.
Thank you, Bob.
Understand. Thank you, Bob. That's going to be good. And the question is, will we have any calls? We'll see. Today's Thursday.
Nope.
We could have a Tuesday call. Hopefully, based on what I'm hearing, we should be in good shape. So, but we'll work with that, Bob. We'll work with that. That's great. Is it still going to be down in Sarasota or somewhere else?
That's Sarasota. No, the Sarasota, we don't do it in Sarasota anymore. We moved it to Texas.
Okay, gotcha. So you'll be back in Texas.
It's more of a central location.
Yep, and central time zone. So that'll be good. Okay, excellent. Yeah, I remember last time you were over there. Wow, I can't believe you're already going back for that. That is amazing. That's the time.
Yep.
It's the time. Yep.
Yep.
Well,
and I'm going golfing at the Byron Nelson on Friday.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Cool. At the course where the Byron Nelson is held. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Because the playoffs start next week.
Yeah.
The FedEx playoff tournament start next week. And I can't remember where we are this week. I'll think about it and remember it. But PGA Tour is, oh, I know where they are. This week they're in Greensboro, North Carolina. And they're playing the Wyndham Classic at Sedgefield Country Club, where they used to have the GGO, the Greater Greensboro Open. They played it there several times. And they also played it over at Forest something, not Forest Park, something else. But yeah, Sedgefield's an old country club. That's where they're playing it this week. Started today. I'll have to catch it tomorrow. Well, Bob, that's fantastic. Is there anything else you want to bring up before I give the website numbers?
Nope, that's about it.
Okay. All right, Bob. Well, thank you for that. I think it's wonderful. And we've got these products, and I put an order in today and got everything that was on sale and some additional items, too, that were not on sale. But I'm glad I called and took advantage of it. So to get to the website where Bob has these products, and a lot more information. I mean, tons of information that you could take your time to read out. Go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site, and then click on a banner that's at the top of the page, and it's a direct link. It'll link you right into Bob's website. So you'll get over there, and you'll be able to look through the product tab, bring down that little on-sale menu, and see the products that are on sale, which is 10% off on Boomer Boost, on premium, on lignans and premium probiotics. Those are the three that are on sale, 10% off. And a lot of people are putting those on an auto ship subscription service and getting an additional 10% for doing it. So that's something. And listen, if you have any questions or there's something you just can't figure out on the site, customer support is wonderful. When I called in today, I left my name and number, and Stephanie called me right back. And I was able to put my order together with her on the phone. It worked out great. So that phone number is an 800 number. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So be sure to, Bob will not be available for a visit next week. If you're traveling to South Florida, won't work out next week, but he is open to getting a call a few days ahead to see if he can schedule some time with you if you're passing through St. Petersburg, Florida. All right. On the west coast of Florida. All right, so thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Let's get into some stuff. Guys, I want to tell you something, and then we're going to jump into the Intel segment. I'm going to tell you something that I'm doing to get prepared for Rebuild America. And I'd like you guys, get your pad and pen out if you want to help me on Rebuild America. And I'm looking for 5,000 or more of you to help me volunteer through this country, through the U.S. There's a guy that I'm following on YouTube, and I normally don't bring up people or sites or anything like that, but this is kind of an exception to the rule. Peter Santanella, I think it's S-A-N-T-A-N-E-L-L-A, Peter Santanella has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the country and is shooting YouTube videos with a little GoPro camera, and his wife will edit all the video that he shot. And he's going from town to town to town in various states all over the country. And it's one of these things where I've been kind of binging on it, watching a lot of video, and I think I started, maybe he was in California, like in the area of San Diego on the PCH Highway 1 going north and going through these various towns. Yes, he did a really cool video on the fires that was at the Palisades fire at, I think it's called Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, the Eaton Fire. And there's another one right there, too, that I can't think of the name of right now. You guys know the fires. But he was covering and talking with people all over the place. He's just a really good interviewer. And he's telling us what we need to know about a lot of areas of this country. And some of you guys live in places all over the country, and you may know what's going on or what the history of the town was or what happened before that mill closed down or that industry shut down. You know, I know a lot of these things already, but what I'm going to ask you guys to do is catch his YouTube channel and watch a few of these to get familiar with the style that he has. Now, it doesn't mean that's exactly what we're going to do, but what we're going to do is find out a lot of the basic information that he is finding out about a town, whether it's, I mean, he's done two or three videos on the Everglades, for goodness sake, and, you know, Everglades National Park and all of this stuff. I mean, that's all great, but what about towns that are on the way to something else across Florida? Like, for example, he did something called the Forgotten Coast, which is way up at the end of the PCH in California, Pacific Coast Highway, in California, where you can't get there from here. You know what I mean? It's one of those places where the road stops, and you'd have to get there a different way through other two-lane type roads that might take you to that area. And he was into that area, and I was learning about what they're doing there, what they did there, and, you know, what's going on now. Well, this is something that's happening all over the country. We've got towns that go, that may start, and maybe everything's kind of a boom town, and then all of a sudden, an industry moves out, the railroad stops going, whatever it was, and it dips down, and then it gets to the low point. And then somehow, investment comes back in, and it rises back up. And a lot of these towns were either at the low point or on their way up, it looked like. And I think that's fascinating. He'll give you a little history on it. But I really enjoy the concept of us saying, okay, where are the small towns and communities? We know the big cities, and we know the ones we can already tell which ones need the help. And they're on our radar, too. But it's the small towns that used to have a viable business or industry there that moved out. And a lot of jobs, as you guys know, went overseas, went to China, went to wherever they went, even went to Mexico. And President Trump is doing his best to put America first and give our people a chance to thrive here in the United States, like Bethlehem Steel, okay? That's making a comeback. And a couple of these places happen to be areas of the country that had steel mills, and they're coming back, and this type of thing. So what we want to do is tie in with the president's agenda to rebuild America and to bring jobs back to Americans. I mean, you'll go to a town and all of a sudden they've lost 4,000 or 5,000 jobs. Or 10, you know what I mean? This is what's happening. And we don't want a bunch of data centers all over the dang place, and yet that's what's coming in. Well, that's not really the best way to go, is it? You know? And I'm tired of hearing about data centers taking over areas and coming in and smelting plants and all this stuff to ruin the water. So what I'm thinking is, let's help me look around. If you've got a small town in mind, do a little bit of checking around, and you don't have to put yourself out there, but even doing, like what he does is he drives and he'll stop and talk to people, ask them how it's going, you know, and he'll get to know people. I want to know what some of these small towns, and we know a lot of them, that we can start in. But you guys are essentially the boots on the ground in a lot of parts of the country, because we talk to people that are all over the United States and over the world. And, you know, we're getting a little following over in Norway and Sweden and Finland and the Netherlands, all of that. So I would like to get an overview. And look, what I want to do is I want to meet regionally with people who will become state leaders, in the sense of you would be reporting in on how it's going in several towns in your state, for example. And we'll get together regionally and have a get-together and hash out some ideas and come up with whatever we need to do to make these things happen. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. These projects will take a while, but we can get started now. We can get started by doing a little basic research and check out Peter Santinella's site on YouTube and check out, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll watch a few of these things, and you'll see what the situation is for employment, what the pricing's like there, what businesses are doing well, what's not doing well. For example, there was one thing up in Maine today where they showed what was an old mill, you know, well-built building that needed to be gutted and rebuilt, and it was built into apartments. And this is the kind of thing that's happening in sometimes in schools, sometimes in factories, old factories that are still standing and looking good, that just need to be gutted and rebuilt inside. You know, housing is a major problem. That's the number one thing we want to attack with Rebuild America, is getting housing and rehabbing existing housing, but getting to build affordable housing and repurposing buildings like an old mill, let's say. I don't know what they're milling. Let's say it was weaving and fabric, that type of thing. It could be whatever the plant was, whatever they were doing. You know, a lot of the buildings in these old things are abandoned, and they could be picked up for a song. And yet, you know, we can create housing with it. So I'm very interested in doing that and seeing how well we can do across the country with it, okay? Now, you guys know what I'm asking you to do. I do want about at least 5,000 or more volunteers that we'll coordinate with. We'll have a way for you to get in touch with us by email. We'll notify you by email on how to go to our websites that will be built out to handle this for Rebuild America and also for Rebuild International. We'll probably have a sister site for those two, and then we'll set up something for the Veterans Retreat Network and also the Pastoral Retreat Network. So those are what my intentions are to get those started. Once we have our blessing and have a little time to regenerate and get ourselves, you know, back on track. Now, what else do I want to tell you? Let's go into where we are on the intel tonight. What we're hearing is sort of what I said on Tuesday. If it didn't happen Wednesday, then we're looking at the 8th and 9th, which is Saturday, Sunday. One of our contacts, one of our sources, came out and said Saturday, Sunday, and added Monday as a possibility. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Now, we do know that we have contacts. We have a contact that was very strong in Reno that was saying that the bondholders were being paid into their accounts, had to fly in and fly out of Reno approximately three flights per hour and 15 minutes in and out of Reno to get their stuff done. These guys have been approved. They're good to go. I think this was the last step in their process to show up one more time and set up, you know, their accounts to be funded. We understand that the funding of those accounts out of Reno have taken place, but that doesn't mean they have access to the funds yet. It means they might see the money in their account, but they won't be able to spend it until they're given probably another email to say, okay, now you can spend it. Here's your access code or whatever they need to do to get into it. Now, we have a contact that is down in Miami that is doing the same thing as of today. And that's telling me that, let's say, 3 or 4 days that were spent in Reno, maybe the same time frame to get the bondholders handled, 3 or 4 days, is happening starting today. But we know that the timeline for this individual is going to be, it looks like, a couple of weeks. Tells me he may be there beyond the bonds to also help with the currency exchanges down in that part of Miami at the Redemption Center. So that isn't telling us exactly what's going on, but it gives us an idea. of what's happening and what is happening with the timeline. The other thing is we know that the let's see, where am I going on this? Gosh, so much of this has to do with the pickup on various aisles in the store. It's still a lot about that. And I don't have an up-to-date report until it's over on how we did in terms of the numbers. I know some numbers. I'm not going to disclose some of the numbers, but we do believe things are still moving along nicely in that direction. But, you know, it's kind of like they don't want the bad guys to get access to any exchange locations, banks, or redemption centers. Okay, so I believe what we're talking about is trying to remove as much of the bad guys, the deep state, as they can before we get started. And to me, we know that certain things are going to be done by the weekend. And we also know that Redemption Center staff has been going in. For example, yesterday, rates were not on the screens in the morning, but they were flashing rapidly in the afternoon yesterday. Today, no rates on screens. Tomorrow, we don't know. We'll see. We know that Russia's currency, which is the ruble, has gone digital. Now, that means it should be on the Forex, the Russian ruble. That is one of the currencies that's going to be revalued. We know that. That's one of the... We've got 51 currencies now that are supposed to be on the Redemption Center screens for exchange. And, of course, I mentioned the Zimbabwe dollar, which is actually redeemed as a bearer bond, and that's what we're going to do at the redemption centers. That's why we call them redemption centers instead of banks. They're separate. Now listen, the redemption centers might be connected right to a bank, or it could be a completely separate building or location that's not connected to a bank. But everyone in the United States is overseen by Wells Fargo, and they will have a representative there. You'll have a Treasury representative there, and you'll have people that will be there to count and verify your currencies with a de la rue machine. And then banks have sometimes another brand of machine that they'll be using. It wouldn't be the French word de la rue, meaning from the street or of the street, de la rue. So that's interesting. And they're getting new machines and training bank personnel on how to do these exchanges. Now, I'm going to suggest that you go to the Redemption Center because, first of all, Redemption Centers are the only ones handling the Zimbabwe currency or bonds, as we call them. And we know that President Trump has already set up a contract rate on dinar at the redemption centers. And that's what you'll be offered. So at the redemption center. And the rate, like I said, is extremely, extremely high and way higher than we ever thought it was going to be, ever. So keep that in mind if you have Iraqi dinar. Let me think what else I wanted to mention to you guys tonight. It's a little bit fractured. There is intel coming in a little bit, but it's not a whole lot. A lot of it is quiet out there. And I really want you guys to get the feeling that we are close, that we could be there this weekend. I don't know about tomorrow. I'm going to suggest the 8th, which is Saturday. Sunday. Monday has been added as a possibility, and it could be we get notified over the weekend, but don't even start the exchange until Monday. I could see that happening, but we'll just have to track it. We'll just have to track it and follow it. I'm wondering if there was anything else that you guys might need an update on, and I can't think of anything specific on it right now. You know the drill when it comes to getting the toll-free number. You know to call, and AI will take your call at the call center to begin with, and theoretically you'll be taken and relocated directly to the redemption center that is closest based on your zip code that would be entered, either orally or digitally. I'm not sure with the AI how that's going to work. One other thing, you know we're going to get Q phones, which are satellite phones, basically, one per individual or family at the redemption center. We hand it to you. Now, we know that they could run out of Q phones. They might have 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever at a redemption center. They could run out, in which case they have certificates for a free Q phone, which you would redeem at T-Mobile or maybe one other, maybe it's AT&T, I don't know, to get a free Q phone. Now, I think what they'll do is when they run out of the physical phones, they'll substitute and give people that come in the third or fourth or fifth day or whatever it is for that redemption center, they'll give them a certificate to get one. Are we going to get a certificate for, say, $1,000 to go to Best Buy for a new laptop? Don't know. That was talked about. I've not heard an update on that. I don't think we need it. I think we're going to be able to go to Best Buy or any place we want to get a new laptop if we want. I will say this. I plan to support Dell. I've got two Dell laptops now that are kind of antiquated, and I haven't been able to see to operate them in about 13, 14 years. excuse me, but post-MedVed, I will be able to operate a laptop, and I'll do some of it. I'm not going to be sitting in front of a computer screen for the rest of my life. Forget it. Not going to do it. I'll be on the phone, but I'm not going to be looking at a computer screen. Hopefully I'll have a couple assistants that can keep up with emails and that kind of stuff. So, there's one other thing I wanted you guys to know about, and that was, are there med beds, for example, in New Zealand, Australia, all of these other countries? The answer is yes. And I got a number today, and we know that they have them. Now, this is internationally, meaning apart from the United States and Canada, apart from the U.S. and Canada. Med bed centers with two med beds in each one, 77,000 globally around the world, not including the U.S. and Canada. Now, that may be a lot in some areas and not as many in other highly populated countries. And maybe they'll add more. I would think they would. But that's the number I got today. 77,000 med bed centers apart from the United States and Canada around the world. So yes, they're in New Zealand. Of course they're in Australia. And I'm sure that there's some countries that don't have that many, but certainly that's part of getting them out there. And yes, they are free to use. Free for us, free to use. So beware of that. I think that's everything I had in the way of intel to give. I hope I don't think of anything else later. But I'd say the best thing to do right now is to get in touch with Sue and get her latest class, which is talking about, you know, everything that you need. It's serious play. And it's serious on the one hand, but it's play on the other hand. It's both. And it's excellent. It's really a great preparatory course of three classes for $150 that she'll download as an audio download to you as a link that you can click on and listen to. Approximately an hour and a half each class, and you can listen. She recommends one per week. You could do two a week, but make sure that you assimilate all the information that's in it. And the good news is you can listen to it again and again, not just one time. So over and over, you can get that and get the creativity of everything as a leader, as a founder, that you need in terms of your projects and how to do it and the things that you might come across and what how to handle it. It's really to prepare you. And I suggest that everybody get it. How do you get it? You send Sue an email. The address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And you get that $150. You can use PayPal or you can pay for it other ways. Sue will coordinate with you. But watch your emails after you send it to watch it come back, and it'll give you the instructions on how to complete your payment. So check on that. She's doing her best to get that out. Tomorrow I think she'll be getting a lot of these out. So be patient. It could take a day, maybe a day and a half to get it. So you'll have it. And hopefully we get the 800 numbers that we're looking for this weekend. So that's really all the intel that I wanted to share tonight. Thank you guys for considering going to Peter Santinella's YouTube site and pulling up as he goes across the United States. And it's a very good way to get an idea of what's going on across the country. And it's helping me to get prepared for Rebuild America. Okay, so I can't wait to do that. And who knows what's going to happen from that. But let's go ahead and thank Sue for doing a marvelous job on everything that we're looking at right now with the pod and with the classes and all of the Big Call Universe that's out there listening. Thank you, Bob, for all of the great advice and the testimonials and the new products that we have that are really making a difference in people's lives and their health and well-being. And I just want to thank everybody that's a contributor to the Big Call, GCK and Doug, Jeannie, Pastor Scott, where are you? Jeannie's just done a great job of getting information to us every Tuesday and Thursday nights, prayer and praise all in one. It's really been helpful, very helpful. And Big Call Universe, for tuning in for the last 15 years. Like Bob said, somebody came to visit him last week that had been listening to the call for 15 years. Some of you guys are out there and have done that, and I really appreciate that. And even after we don't do live big calls anymore, I will still be in touch with everybody by email. So make sure you've sent your email to bigcalluniverse.com. And when we get the toll-free numbers, we will put them out. We will put it on the website and we'll put it in an email that'll come from our servers, bigcalluniverse.com. And then, of course, we'll if we get the number and can put it out live on the call, we'll do that too. But they wanted us to do that. So we just need it to be able to do that. So everybody do this. Have a good weekend. Check out Peter Santinella's YouTube site. Check out to see what I'm talking about with his travel and getting to know some of these small towns and all that stuff. I find it fascinating. I'm really enjoying it. All right, so everybody have a good weekend, and let's see what transpires Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, I want to thank you so much for everybody that's coming in and listening that we refer to as Big Call Universe. Thank you to help us keep our dreams alive. And you know what? Thank you for giving us the dreams to begin with. Thank you for giving us witty inventions and giving us the technology that we need to move forward and to rebuild America, rebuild internationally, and to do everything that you would like us to do with this blessing. Thank you for everybody that's contributed to the Big Call, and thank you for your love and in the person of Jesus Christ. Help us to assimilate everything that you're giving us and to make it a part of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday, and we'll keep an eye on this thing through the weekend, okay? God bless you.